Still Farming. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're going to prepare and do things like we always do to plant a crop here in 2020.
I think if we can just hold on, I think we'll come through this.
Farmers from one end of the state to the other are trying, like the rest of us, to make some sense of the coronavirus pandemic and how it's drastically changed our daily lives. In Knox County, cattle producer Jason Bailey, who also manages the Knoxville livestock market, says this week's number of heads sold at the auction barn was about half of what it typically is. He thinks many farmers are holding on for better markets later.
But, I'm optimistic. I think we've got some tough days or tough weeks maybe ahead of us, but I think, you know, in a few months we can get through this and be headed back the other direction. I think there is a bottom to it soon, and I think we're closer than we were.
In Weakley County, John Chester and many other corn, soybean, and cotton farmers remain optimistic as well for spring planting to begin soon if it ever dries out. But there's no doubt the virus has everyone searching for answers.
I've been farming for over 20 years myself, and I've been fortunate that there's only been a few years out of those 20 that I planted a crop when I could not pencil a profit. And I think what makes this particular situation a little bit more gut-wrenching than the others is a short time ago, was in 2 weeks ago or maybe even a week ago, we were set to plant a crop in a few weeks that we could pencil a profit, and now all of a sudden we can't.
Moving forward, we are going to depend on our farmers, as we always have, for the nation's food security, and thankfully, at least for now, the virus is not showing up on our farms.
We're out in the open air and or in our tractor cabs where we are practicing social distancing at its best.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.